Now, I am actually podcasting. What time is it? It's about 10 minutes to 7, and the sun is just going down, and I want to say that I love the time change. I know there are a lot of people out there who are bitching and moaning about, I don't like the time change. I don't like daylight savings time. Well, you know what? I can say to you, fuck you, because I need the sunlight. I love the late sunset in the evening because
of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck you.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 292 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 18th of March, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got just some voice letters he's got to play, and he is thinking that some of y'all have been listener pod fading, and I'm going to and I'm going to use the word pecker also. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty had a good day for his first day back at the coal mine since the big vacation. And, y'all, I said I wasn't going to talk anymore about the vacation, but, y'all, I forgot that Big Fatty has not posted the video of the hoist. What is that called? The zip hoist. And I'm going to do that at some point, but somebody's got to help me with that. So, you know, somebody who knows something about the videos on the WordPress hoist has got to get in touch with Big Fatty and help assist him with that from the video camera. Because, you know, I'm looking forward to publishing my very first film strip here on the BFO. And, y'all, what brought it to mind was we were waiting for the shuttle bus to take us to the airport last Sunday after the cruise, and Miss Porter goes, Big Fatty, what did you do to your elbow? Why have you got a bruise there? And I didn't realize I had a bruise. You know, I said that my right arm hurt, and now, you know, I know this is going to worry some of you that Big Fatty's got the hurt right arm, but it's going to be okay. And anyway, and evidently during the and you'll see the violent stop on the hoist line, y'all. It's just violent. And but evidently Big Fatty's right elbow hit the bar or something, and it kind of popped my right arm. Now, it didn't pop a muscle or anything like that. It just kind of overextended it. And anyway, so Miss Kitty gave me the IBU friends to assist with that, and it was all okay after that. Now, y'all, before we go any further, I've got two voice letters that I want to play, and they're both from podcasters. And then I want to talk about, we're just going to talk the podcast poop today, y'all, just the podcast poop. By the way, the rat was on just a minute ago, and y'all, do you know why the rat was not wearing green for the St. Patrick's Day? And do you know why? Because when the weather rat stands in front of the green background and the map shows up, the green, the map would come through on his on whatever part of him was dressed in green. So anyway, that's why the weather rat was not. Did not have any green on, so I either that or he enjoys getting pinched.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a call and let you know I listened to all your episodes today as I was driving to Indianapolis this evening, and I just want to say that I enjoyed the show. It sounded like you had a lot of fun, and I was hoping, did you take some flip video? Did you take some pictures? Did you get a bunch of delicious men that you're going to share with us? Because we like to see scantily clad men. So, anyway, I hope to see more pictures and stuff like that, and hope you don't get sick like Auntie Vera did after the cruise. But hope you had a great one, and can't wait to hear more about the cruise. So talk to you later, and have a great week.
Well, thank you, Tom. I'm delighted that you're all caught up on the shows. Y'all, since I was gone last week and did not have the good interwebs for uploading and downloading, I had to wait till I got back to download the shows that I normally listen to, because Big Fatty has got a buttload of shows to listen to. And y'all, I was catching up on some of them, and several, and I've also gotten, I'm just adjusting the microphone there. Y'all, several people have e-lettered me, and I probably shouldn't say this, but you know, as soon as I say that, then I've got to say it. But y'all, several people have mentioned to me, oh my God, Big Friday, thank God you're back, because I usually start my day listening to you, but since we didn't have shows from you, I had to, and y'all, they were afraid to admit it, but they did admit it, I had to listen to Archer. And y'all, I am so sorry that you had to start your day that way, and I said I wasn't going to mention who those people were, but y'all, one of them that said that was indeed Archer. And you know, it's got to be terrible to have to listen to yourself, especially when you're Archer, first thing in the morning. But y'all, Tom made me start thinking today, which is a new concept for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, start thinking. By the way, I said I was going to use the word pecker, because that sea hag used the word pecker in her podcast. But y'all, I have a woodpecker outside the Fat Cave right now, and it is pecking away, and I don't know if you can hear it or not, but if you hear something pecking, it's the pecker, okay, outside. But y'all, Tom calls a lot of podcasts, and God love him for doing that, but, excuse me, on just about every one of Tom's phone calls, he starts off by saying, I'm catching up on your podcast, and I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. And, you know, we love all of that. But, y'all, what the fuck does he listen to if every podcast he's catching up on? It's just nothing is ever current. It's always catching up. Just always got to catch up. Got to have 30 in the queue before I listen to you, Big Friday. Sorry about that. So, anyway. And speaking of Tom, one of his... his cohorts in crime, you know, I made the comment on yesterday's show that the TiVo had not recorded the different things last week while I was gone. And I went to the web. By the way, Miss West sent me a little e-letter saying, you know, I listen to all your shows. So he's all caught up, too. It's Ramble Redhead disease. Everybody's caught up now. But... and there is a medicated salve that you can use for that, by the way. And Miss West said, you know, I don't think you yawned a single time during those podcasts on the ship. And y'all, it's probably true. But you know, Miss West, she is just in a mood. But I'll get back to him in a minute. But anyway, I said that I did not get to hear about the American Idols. Because that Tatiana was selected for the wild card shows, but I went and I didn't know if she had made it onto the regular show or whatever. But I looked on the website and I didn't see her, so that was good. But y'all, I bring all of that to light because I knew. Did I mention that I knew, as in whole, that comma. I was going to get this phone call, buttons.
Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, with your American Idol update on Tatiana. Yes, she did not make it to the top 13. She was eliminated in the wild card round, which, by the way, you would have known if you were actually subscribed to and listening to my podcast, because Ramble Redhead and I do the American Idol update each and every week. But I guess supporting podcasts is a one-way street when it comes to the fat one, but I understand. Really? I do. I'm a gay man. I'm so used to rejection. It, after a while, it just doesn't hurt anymore. Oh, God, no! God.
David, you know that you hold a very special place in the fat one's heart. Okay, and I saved the crickets just for you. Just for you. But no, no, not good enough. Not good enough. So, anyway, take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. So, you know you love the crickets. Don't pretend like you don't. You know you love them. You know you love them. I know you do. Anyway. Y'all, I want to talk about some podcasts, and I don't think I have any special music for that or anything. Let's see. What could I play? Oh, y'all, Miss West is having a contest to tell about your favorite drunkie story, and you can win a prize. So I don't have time to call in because obviously I don't have time for other podcasters. But y'all, I want to, Miss West, if you're listening, this is my entry into your contest about the best drunkie story. Well, you see, Big Fatty was in the Patrick's Pub, and y'all, it was the birthday, and people just kept buying it. Wait a minute. So, I've just been handed a note here. Oh, he drew for the prize yesterday? Oh. Never mind. But thanks for playing. Big Fatty is so silly. but Miss West did have that contest going. And y'all, do you know who won it? It was Bjorn in Dallas. And y'all, Bjorn has unsubscribed from the BFO. He does not listen anymore because he has not contacted Big Fatty in forever. And so be it. And I would like to say also that Miss West heard from some other folks that used to listen to Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty's going to go over and check his numbers right now to see if I have the tens of 12s of listeners that I had before the cruise, or if it is completely dropped off. You know, Pafretti, he was the first one to go. And then Michael in Stuttgart, I thought he was gone, but y'all, I got an e-letter from Michael in Stuttgart. Well, you know, before even Michael from Stuttgart, that English John, he died. He was killed. He's dead. And anyway, I did get an e-letter from Michael in Stuttgart today because I was afraid that he had seen the meat. And, you know, when you see the meat, when you've seen the meat, then it's over. And, but anyway, Michael from Stuttgart said, "No, I am not dead. I cannot speak for my cousin, but I have not vanished from the face of the earth. Not quite. To tell you the truth, I am in Lost, and I have to catch up because I did not watch it when it was aired. I am so glad to hear that you are using dental floss, even if it is bacon. Your gentlemen callers will be so grateful for that. Nothing is more gross than if one cannot tell which end is which when both smell all the same. Strangely enough, I got my Christmas prezi from you. Probably you forgot to stick a stamp on the envelope, you know, because, you know, Kim Beaver's Christmas card came back to me, y'all. And the stamp fell off. How many times have I told you not to lick them too hard? Glad you're back. And he missed me. Wasn't that sweet, y'all? And then he wanted to know who English John was, and I told him that it didn't matter because he was dead. So anyway, y'all, I also heard from Steve in the UCK. And y'all, he asked me, he said, what is it about Big Fatty? Have you seen my blog's tag, Cloud Big Fatty? Now, y'all, I don't look at the blobs anyway, but y'all, I didn't know what a blob cloud was, tag cloud. But y'all, it has Big Fatty and giant. It has Big Fatty and giant letters on it, and so I don't know what that all means, but I think that's a good thing that Big Fatty is in Steve in the UCK's blob tag cloud, I guess. So I'm honored, I guess. Now y'all, James in LA, that was one of the ones that called in to Miss West that I hadn't heard from on the voice letters, but I did receive an e-letter from him, and he is telling me about a hotel-related incident where a man checks into a hotel in Wainwright, Alberta. That's in Canada, so this is a story about the Mexicans, while on a business trip and was quite a bit lonely. He thought of one of those girls you see advertised in the phone booths when you are calling for a cab, and he popped into a phone booth near the hotel, found an ad for a girl calling herself Aragonique, a lovely girl bending over in the photo. She had all the right curves in all the right places, beautiful long wavy hair, long graceful legs, well, you get the picture. He copied the phone number and returned to his hotel. When back in the room, he figures, what the hell, give her a call. Hello, the woman says. God, she sounded sexy. I hear you give a great massage, and I'd like you to come to my hotel room and give me one. No, wait, I should be straight with you. I'm in town all alone, and what I really want is sex. I want it hard, I want it hot, I want it now. Bring implements, toys, rubber, leather, whips, everything you've got in your bag of tricks. Tie me up, cover me in chocolate syrup, and whipped cream, anything you want. Now, how does that sound? She says, that sounds fantastic, but you need to press 9 for an outside line. Okay, thanks, James. Y'all, Space Ace, from over there in the Australias, he has received his box of goodies, and he also thought that the big magnet was a mouse pad. So I'm sure he's erased his hard drive just like Brian from Boston, who did not enter Miss West's contest. However, I believe he has also fallen off the face. Oh, dear Gussie. He's fallen off the face of the earth also. Y'all, I've got other things that I'll talk about, but y'all, I want to say one thing. What is it with Archer talking about, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. But y'all, in the last fucking month, he has bought a MacBook. He has bought what are those big computers called? iComputer? What's the desktop computer called? I don't know. With the Big Mac, he's got the desktop Mac. And then he went out and he bought a Shuffle. And y'all, and then he got his old clam digger computer back from school. And he's opening some kind of Mac museum. Well, y'all, next time Archer talks about not having any money, just turn to him and say, Archer,
fuck you.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.